Okay, deep divers, get ready, because today we are taking a deep dive into the world of Chihuahuas.
Ooh, exciting.
We've got a ton of your requests to dig into this breed. You guys sent in tiny, aggressive personality.
I love it.
It seems like we're all wondering the same thing. How can such a small dog have such a big reputation? And what's the real story behind those big ol' eyes?
Right.
Luckily, I've got a breed enthusiast here to help us figure all that out.
I'm happy to be here. I think Chihuahuas are a really captivating breed.
Yeah.
There's just a lot more to them than meets the eye, which is already pretty tiny, to be honest.
That is what we are here to figure out.
Okay.
So let's tackle the biggest question about these tiny dogs, which is, why are Chihuahuas so small? It's not like mini wolves roamed Mexico, or did they?
Yeah, right. Well, it really is kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
Their origins are really murky. We're not really sure. But there's a theory that Chihuahuas descended from the Techichi.
The what?
The Techichi, which was a dog that was revered by the ancient Toltec civilization.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so just imagine that feisty little Chihuahua trotting around your house might share ancestry with dogs that were considered like sacred companions to an entire empire.
What? That's wild. Okay.
Right.
So talk about a royal lineage.
I know.
But if they were these revered companions, how did they end up so tiny?
Right. That is where selective breeding comes in.
Okay.
Over generations, breeders basically would choose the smallest dogs to reproduce.
Ooh.
So think of it like this. If you constantly plant seeds from the smallest tomatoes, you'll eventually end up with a whole garden of cherry tomatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
Same principle.
Yeah.
But with adorable big-eared pups.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got these ancient origins and selective breeding, but there's another keyword that we need to address, and it's a little prickly.
Oh.
And that is aggressive.
Right.
So are we talking like ankle-biting terrors, or is that a total Chihuahua stereotype?
I think it's definitely a stereotype.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, look, any dog can be aggressive if they're not trained and socialized properly.
Right.
However, because Chihuahuas are so small, people often misinterpret their behavior.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's all about, like, our perception of them?
Exactly. I mean, think about it. A big bark from a Great Dane is pretty intimidating.
Yeah, for sure.
But that same bark from a Chihuahua, people might see as, I don't know, cute or sassy or something.
Right.
It's the same behavior, but it's just packaged differently.
That's so fascinating. So our perception really, like, colors how we see them.
I think so, yeah.
You know, and speaking of size, it makes you wonder, how does a Chihuahua's stature influence its personality?
Right.
Which, by the way, that was another key word that you all sent to us.
Yeah, totally.
So is there any truth to, like, the Napoleon complex idea?
I think it's a compelling thought.
Yeah.
Being a small dog in a big world probably does shape how they see things.
Oh, yeah.
I think that barking, for instance, might be their way of trying to get attention.
Oh.
Or asserting themselves in a world that's literally not built to their scale.
Yeah, they're constantly having to, like, speak up to be heard.
Exactly.
And they are not wallflowers.
No, they've got big personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they need big voices to match.
So what have we learned about the Chihuahuas today?
Well, I think we've learned that they've got a lineage potentially dating back to ancient civilizations.
It's wild.
I know. And that despite their small stature, they've got these big personalities that I think often get misinterpreted.
Yeah.
It seems like a Chihuahua's world is full of contradictions.
For sure.
But I think one thing's for sure, there's never a dull moment.
I love it. All right. Well, that's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of the Chihuahuas. Hopefully now you can walk away with a newfound appreciation for these tiny pups. Until next time, deep divers.